I'm just going to be talking behind the scenes. Hope everyone is so excited for Turkey Day. I'm just grabbing the products to the ones that I want to do little giveaways for, you know. All right. And let's do one of these.
Boom, boom.
All right, perfect. Hello, everybody. I'm here. Don't worry. It's not just Cameron today. Welcome. Wellness Wednesday, episode 85, guys. So today's going to be a little different. You know, Wellness Wednesday, normally educational topic, review some products, Q&A. Well, you know, it's going to sort of be a morph of Feel Good Friday and Wellness Wednesday in one, just because, you know, we got Thanksgiving tomorrow. I hope you didn't forget that. If you did, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. So I figure, you know, a lot of people are busy doing their own thing. So I just wanted to go live. You know, we can talk about some stuff, answer any questions. But I did sort of want to discuss some different and fun ways where you guys can infuse CBD into your Thanksgiving festivities, you know. We're not going to go in depth with these crazy recipes or anything. I'm just going to, like, talk to you about how actually easy it is to really infuse CBD into different things, especially when we've already gone through the process of decarbing our material to make the extract, to then make the oil and everything, so on and so forth, where you may be thinking, like, if you make cannabis edibles, you're starting, a lot of times you're starting with the flower, so then you're gonna have to decarb it, then you're gonna have to let it soak in a fat for hours upon hours. That, I mean, you could do that with hemp flower, but with our CBD products, you know, with our unflavored additive, with our natural, I mean, with any of our flavors, you guys could simply drop that into a recipe, you know, as long as you're not baking it above 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and even if you do, because that's the boiling point of CBD, that can start to deteriorate the cannabinoid and, you know, make it less potentially effective. So you don't want to do that. So, you know, if you're making a recipe and you're like, Eden, like, I got to cook a turkey or I got to do this and it goes over 350 degrees, well, you can always put some CBD on it right before you're serving the dish. And then that way, you know, you could accurately gauge the serving size because that's important. And I do want to point out, guys, don't give people CBD unless they know. I mean, nothing's really going to happen. Hold on, let me just fix this light. But you know, it's just for a common courtesy to people. So if you make some CBD infused dishes for Thanksgiving, make sure you guys tell the family members. I always joke with my family, because they're all crazy. I'm sure you guys have crazy family members, that I'm going to, this is before CBD, you know, really, I was talking about, I'm going to make some THC edibles. I'm going to bring those in, you know, put it in the mashed potatoes or something, or some cookies. I'll make some medicated cookies so then everyone will be laughing and having a good time. You know, just a funny joke. But, yeah, guys, if you guys are giving, you know, making CBD recipes, make sure you guys just let people know. But, you know, even what you could do if you don't want to make a full dish or your family's like, no, don't bring that. What you can do is make yourself your own dish, you know, your own plate, and then you can start dropping CBD onto it that way. Totally up to you. So yeah, guys, I kind of just wanted to incorporate that. All right, guys, so I figured I would have a lot of questions about the new puppy. Yes, the new puppy, Rocky, is here. And yes, Margie, I am cold. It's like 20 degrees outside. It's freezing. We just had a massive blizzard yesterday. But anyways, so yeah, the new puppy's great. Rocky's awesome. Him and Tyrell are really getting along, playing. You know, I just, I'll probably have him on. I'll probably show you guys him on Friday. I just didn't want to, you know, deal with him and Tyrell when we're trying to go live and giving you guys my focus and attention, because he's a little puppy. He's running around. He's very high strung, has a lot of energy. Yeah, he's an awesome little puppy. Bless you.
Man.
He's a cool, he's really black, like really dark right now, but he does have some, a brindle that's going to come out. A lot of the kind of coloring that's similar to Tyrell's. So I am very excited about that. Rachel Billings, yeah, caught it in the beginning. Hey, I'm just happy when you guys make it anyways. I hope you guys have some wonderful plans for Thanksgiving. Denise, how is the snow in Colorado? The snow's amazing. I mean, everything was pretty much shut down. Nobody was, I mean, it was just Cam and I in the office yesterday. You know, everyone else was just kind of working from home or just, you know, had a little snow day. And the same kind of went on with today. I mean, people were back in the office. I was working from home just because, you know, I have the new puppy. So, but yeah, I mean, the snow's great. I didn't really expect us to actually get that much because out here in Colorado, I mean, I'm sure you guys run into this with your weather channel and weather stations. They always say, you know, it's gonna snow, there's gonna be a blizzard, blah, 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 and then you wake up. There's been so many times where I was, especially when I was a kid, I'd be so excited, wake up, there wouldn't even be an inch on the ground. So it's like, I don't trust when they say it, so it's just like, I kind of just, you know, if I wake up to a blizzard, then I wake up to a blizzard, and that's what happened yesterday. So it was really awesome, you know, in some places around here got like 2 feet. It was insane. Like Boulder, dude, people were just skiing around in Boulder on the street.
It was like 31 inches or something Boulder got.
That's incredible. I'm loving it. I wish we were up in the mountains right now.
Yep.
But yeah, guys, I do see, looks like for those of you guys on the East Coast, it does look like you guys are going to be getting some snow very, very soon. So we're kind of passing that off to you guys. But I hope you guys have some wonderful plans for Thanksgiving. Have you guys thought about maybe making Margie? I'm looking at you because you love to try different things. Have you guys considered infusing some of your CBD dishes or some of your Thanksgiving dishes with CBD? If you have, or let me know what you guys are considering doing, or maybe you've made some test batches at home. Because I know, especially, she might hate me, but Danny, my girlfriend, she made a nice little practice batch of some baked mac and cheese that she wanted to make, so I'm sure she's not the only one, you know, got to perfect that recipe, and I'm not going to complain because, or Cam's not going to complain because we got to eat some of it, so it's really good. But if you guys are planning on infusing recipes with CBD, drop them in there. I want to see what creative recipes you guys have for your Thanksgiving, because I know we always have, I mean, each family kind of has a, you know, a unique recipe or maybe a different spin on a classic recipe, so drop those in here. Allium saying puppy. Yeah, guys, I will show you Rocky. I'll have Danny swinging by the office on Friday. I'm like all over the place today. On Friday, because we do plan going live for Feel Good Friday still, even though, you know, most people are off. But I want to go live. I just want to talk to you guys. I like hanging out with you. One thing I do want to talk about, I won't be offering a specific Wellness Wednesday discount because guess what? I have launched our Black Friday mega sale. It's literally 35% off all CBD products at wellessy.com until Friday. All you have to do is load your cart up, and then during checkout, use the coupon code. Listen very, very carefully. It's very, very hard. BF35. Did you get that, Cameron? Did you forget it already? What is it? What is
Shit,
it?
I don't know, man.
Did you forget it? You didn't take your CBD today, did you?
No, dude. I'm all right. Sleepy today.
Since Cam forgot already, BF35. All capital letters, capital B, capital F, the number 3, the number 5. BF35. Use that at checkout, guys. Ooh. And gals. Everybody load up. This is the time of year to take advantage of all of those wonderful, wonderful discounts at wellessy.com. You know, stock up on your favorite CBD products. This is also a perfect time. You know, the holidays are coming up, guys. Bath bombs, tinctures, gummies, topicals, the list goes on and on. These make great stocking stuffers, great gift for your mother-in-law, your second cousin twice removed, you know, your creepy uncle, your crazy aunt, like, you know, everybody can benefit or potentially benefit from CBD. You know, it's just like, come on, guys. I mean, I, you know, if I wasn't considering, you know, if I act like I don't own Wellessy, you know, and one of my family members got me some CBD products, and I more than likely heard it, you know, online or I've read about it somewhere. You know, I would love to open up a gift and see some CBD products in there. I just think it would be a fun time, especially if they were from wellessy.com, because, you know, they're high quality products, guys. So make sure you take advantage of our Black Friday sale. It's going on until Friday at 11:59 p.m. I'm trying to give you guys ample warning because I always feel bad. Like, when I do this, I talk about it, I promote it. You know, I feel like I talk about these sales until I'm blue in the face sometimes, and I always feel bad because some people will reach out and say, hey, I missed it. I didn't know you were running this. And I'm like, ah, you know, so I'm trying to remind you. All right, Cam, remind them. What should they do? What's the coupon code? Do you remember?
BF35, all caps, one word.
Say it again, Cam.
BF35, all caps, one word.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys make sure the 3 and the 5 are capitalized, guys.
Yep, sorry, guys. At Wellesy.com with code BF35. All right, so guys, I'm sorry. I'm just, as you can see, what I'm doing right now is I'm honestly starting watch parties because I always tell you guys to share because, yeah, we're running, you know, these discount code. You know, we have the sale going on right now. Look, I'm pasting this in here. Boom. There you guys go. But, you know, I'm asking you guys to share and everything. You know, I'll still do a giveaway today just because you guys are all so, so wonderful. So, you know, make sure you guys are engaging with us, asking questions, dropping those recipes. I want to see what some of your favorite CBD recipes are. Thanksgiving recipes. Look, Jesus. My mind's always on CBD. What your favorite Thanksgiving recipes are, and then, you know, if I see one, I'll be like, this is how you can infuse it with CBD. Let's all just kind of work together and have a wonderful, festive, CBD-themed Thanksgiving tomorrow. I know I'm looking for it. Sue Whalen said, who is cooking the turkey tomorrow, you or Cam? Well, actually, family members don't allow Cam and I in the kitchen. So we're going over to grandma's house. Sorry, 888 number. But we're going over to grandma's house with the family, you know, and we're not cooking. I mean, we're bringing a side dish, a green bean casserole, I believe that's what we're bringing. And I'm not even cooking that. My girlfriend's doing that. You know, I kind of just like stand there like I'm here to help if you guys need me, but they kind of just say eat and get out of the kitchen. So yeah, I you know, I'm not really cooking anything. I mean, if I was, I'd be down to deep fry a turkey, even though it looks a little scary, you know, when you're dropping it down in there, like, so, you know, you guys won't see any videos of me cooking. Who knows, maybe you might see, I might do a few videos of me, you know, dropping some CBD into my food. But in regards to cooking, I don't think I'm a terrible cook, but, you know, the, grandparents, the mom, the aunts, you know, they got the reins in the kitchen and they keep me away and Cam away. So, yeah, but those of you guys that are cooking, I wish you guys the best of luck and that everything turns out incredibly because I know I might have to just like start like fasting right now and not like eat for the rest of the, no, that's a lie. I won't do that. All right, guys, sorry. I can't even lie to you guys. Like, little white lie like that. Like, I can't even do it, guys. Like, I just got to be honest with you guys. I'm not going to fast. I'm going to go home and eat.
You're going to take a dab, and that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, guys, so I do kind of have a little bit of this. You know, I did want to read this to you guys, you know. So, like, kind of my notes that I had that I kind of whipped up today. I basically just wanted to show you how easy it is to, you know, infuse CBD into your favorite Thanksgiving recipes. You know, Thanksgiving is really a time to gather around the table with your closest friends and family members and give thanks for everything you have, while also indulging in your favorite Thanksgiving dishes. No matter what, we can always find something to be thankful for. I'm thankful for you, Cam. I'm thankful for all of you. And I'm really thankful, CBD. I'm thankful for CBD.
I'm thankful
cannabis,
for you
hemp, plant. He's like, I guess.
I guess.
So, you know, although we love all of our friends and family members, this is the time for celebration and giving thanks. You know, you may quickly become annoyed with some of these people. I know, you know, we all have that family member or, you know, that family member that brings that significant other or something, you know, they just gotta talk about political nonsense, they just gotta religion, or just something, you know, topics that you don't need to discuss. As you can tell, I'm speaking from experience with my family. But, you know, it happens in all families. It's not just our family. It's all families. You know, everybody has that annoying uncle, that annoying aunt, or whatever. You know, there's always just some funny things that happened. So, but it's all right. You know, like, we all got those crazy family members who just really can't avoid stirring the pot. Although I will say, when that family member in my family or family members start stirring the pot, I like to get equally involved in the pot stirring, except more so towards them. You know, they may be directing the pot stirring towards me, but normally I like to switch it up and point it back to them. You know, my favorite one is, oh, Eden, you are just a stoner. Like, yes, I am, Auntie. Yes, I am. You know, hey. But, so, you know, in honor of Thanksgiving meeting tomorrow, you know, we really wanted to discuss some varying ways to infuse your Thanksgiving meals with CBD. Who knows, with CBD at the table, you may find that specific family member or friend is a little less annoying. Although you cannot overdose on CBD, and it's non-toxic, we never recommended dosing someone out with CBD without their prior knowledge and obviously consent. You know, so which Thanksgiving dishes can be infused with CBD? Actually, guys, you know, pretty much all of them, anything you can think of. You know, one of the best ways to use CBD oil is to incorporate it into sauces and gravies, as the oil distributes evenly in the liquid components of the meal. CBD has a high boiling point, which is the point at which it starts, you know, really breaking down and deteriorating. Since gravies and sauces are not cooked at temperatures of really excess of 160 to 180 degrees Celsius, can you guys convert that? 320 to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. CBD oil, did you just look it up? Oh,
no.
I thought he was doing it. I was like, so CBD oil can simply be dropped into the sauce. Just, you know, keep in mind that how many serving sizes, you know, you put 100 milligrams in there, you just divide that by the serving size, and that's how much CBD you get per serving size. It's really, really easy, especially when you guys are using, like, our tinctures, you know, because you can gradually dose them out, and you can accurately dose them out. And what's really cool is, if you don't want to even do the math, if you have one of our, I don't have it over here, do I?
What?
The full spectrum one. Oh, right here. Oh, well, I got isolate. No, if you have our full spectrum or isolate postcard on the back, you don't even have to do the math. It literally tells you how much CBD you're getting in a full dropper, half dropper, quarter dropper, you know, so on and so forth. It's really, really easy. You know, another good idea is to include CBD oil in the turkey stuffing or the mashed potatoes. Honestly, the turkey stuffing and the mashed potatoes, I think those are like my two favorite things. I love those the most. You guys want to know a little secret about Cam?
He doesn't like turkey. I'm a ham guy.
He's a ham guy. I mean,
honey baked ham, baby.
Let's settle this debate once and for all. Okay, ham or turkey, which do you prefer for Thanksgiving? Ham or turkey? If you're a ham person, if you like to go ham like Cam, type ham. If you like turkey, type turkey. I want to settle this debate once and for all with you guys.
Yeah, because I always eat crap every year for it, because I'm the only one who won't eat turkey at Thanksgiving Day. I'm a guy.
Margie, you are literally, we're on the same wavelength always. You literally said also adding it to the warm apple cider. Literally, Margie, I had that in my notes. You're reading my notes? Oh, no, that's falling. Yeah. Oh, it's falling. We'll have to retape that up. It's okay. It's all right. It might fall, guys. You know, hey, things are just falling apart, you know. You know, so really, like I said, guys, so another way to include CBD is into the stuffing or the mashed potatoes. To do this, you would simply infuse the CBD oil into, you know, the cooking oil or butter used to make the dish. So this allows for even distribution. But you know what, something is even easier? Like I said, well, you could do two ways. You could infuse it with the butter, you know, so on and so forth. Usually if you do the butter route, that's normally, like, it's very common, especially, like, when you're infusing with fats, let me say this. A lot of times you're starting with the raw material. You know, you're starting with the flour, decarbing it, then letting it soak and infuse for hours. But with our stuff, with, like, you just leveraging our isolate oil, the unflavored oil, or even our natural oil, you could literally just drop it in there so you know You make your mashed potatoes, you make that full pot, and then you just drop the CBD in there right before serving. Or if you don't want to make the whole batch with CBD, then you could just put the mashed potatoes, make your meal on your plate, and then put CBD on it yourself. You know, additionally, CBD oils can be effectively used in beverages and desserts. You know, so basically, guys, infusing CBD into your Thanksgiving recipes is really easy. It's a lot easier than it sounds. You know, you don't have to be a crazy chef or anything. It's just simple. You know, we pretty much did all the hard work by buying one of our finished products. It makes it very, very easy for you and turnkey for you to make your own CBD-infused recipes and edibles at home. Whether you're starting with a CBD isolate, the raw crystals, or you're going with our CBD isolate unflavored CBD oil, who knows? You may go with one of our flavored CBD oils, and you could even use our full spectrum oil for that as well. You know, like, look at this, Margie, like, CBD infused apple cider. So, you know, guys, like, quick little rundown of what this includes, you know? So it's, Sue, thank you for the order. You are the best. You know, so CBD infused apple ciders, you know, 4 to 5 Granny Smith apples cut into quarters with peels and seeds intact. You know, a half cup of sugar, half quarter cup of brown sugar, some cinnamon, ooh, allspice, some whole cloves, a pinch of grated nutmeg. And then, you know, once you boil that up in a pot with some water and everything, and then, you know, boom. You just get the ladle meat cup, apple cider goes in cup. And then you know what you do? Here, I'll show you. Do I not have an unflavored one here?
No.
No, I don't have one out here?
No.
Oh, man. All right, so actually, Cam, entertain them. Give me 2 seconds, everyone. 2 seconds. Entertain them.
Let's look at the comments. I want to see what people are saying. Just placed order. Thank you, Sue Powers. Placing that order. We saw that. Trap shooting events with turkeys. Let's see. Cranberry sauce. Ugh. God, cranberry sauce. Ugh.
Cranberry sauce? Are you reading the comments? Like, cranberry sauce?
I feel like... Someone just said cranberry sauce. And,
wait, somebody said cranberry sauce is their favorite?
No, just straight cranberry sauce. Nothing else. Just turkey. Cam, for shame. Look at turkey. You know what? They don't know what they're talking about.
I feel like... I actually read something that, like, cranberry sauce was, like, the neglected side dish of the Thanksgiving table.
Well, you remember on Friends... are you that far into Friends yet?
What? Yeah. I've seen it, like...
Okay, well, where, like, Chandler's, like, making... He's like, well, I want help. And Monica's is like, fine, you do the cranberry sauce. And she was like, no one cares about it, no one eats it. He was like, I'm interested, because I'm listening.
Nobody eats it. But, so, guys, back to, you know, what I was saying, you know, the CBD-infused apple cider. So I just wanted to show you. So pretend this is a fresh, you know, my cup of apple cider. Literally, you know, you literally take this. Boom. Now, I just made CBD-infused Gatorade apple cider.
Brand deal.
You know. And then, you know, it's nice having a cap in this. Cam couldn't quite do that in his Monster. I mean, you could shake it up like that, but I like being able to...
Ooh, Ryan just... What about booze? Look at that, Ryan. That was the next one.
Hey.
That was the next one, too.
That was the next one. You guys, I know my viewers so well, and... I knew you guys would be asking about, well, Eden, what about, I have the crazy family members. Yes, the CBD may help, but alcohol, you know, that's always available at my festivities at the dinner table. So, of course, your favorite alcohol cocktail infused with CBD. There's countless holiday cocktails or, you know, just personal cocktails you may think, you know, infusing your favorite all-day cocktails may be the easiest thing that you do. Simply make your cocktail as normal. Then right before consuming, this is crucial, guys, right before consuming, drop your desired amount of Wellesley CBD oil into the mix. Boom, mic drop, I'll go home. Y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving and Black Friday. But, you know, so I love really mixing our Wellesley CBD oil into my boozy eggnog. See that boozy eggnog, you know, with some rum eggnog. Put some cinnamon on it. I love that. That is really, really good. Or you could put a pumpkin spin on the classic Moscow Mule with pumpkin spice mules infused with CBD. Maybe you're a wine or a beer drinker. You don't like the cocktails. Well, guess what? Drop your desired dosage of Wellesley CBD oil into your glass and boom. You are good to go. Just like that. I knew you guys would ask about that, so of course I had to...
Ooh.
Excuse me. I had to include some important tips on how to do that. Let's see. But yeah, guys, I mean, honestly, I talked about the boozy eggnog. I'm very, very happy that Evan Williams has released their pre-made boozy eggnog.
A whole bottle of it.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's only 15%, and it's not like, okay, it's not a handle. It was literally a 750 mil. Like, it wasn't a handle. It was like three glass. I had three glasses. Danny had one. So it was like four glasses out of it, like some little wimpy shit.
Yeah, he's like, I want a handle. I want a big bottle.
I do.
This.
I was complaining about it because it's just like, or you know what I like doing is even just taking eggnog. Like that Southern Comfort even came out with their own eggnog. We love that. That Southern Comfort's good. The black, ooh, you know the
yeah,
black one?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so Southern Comfort, they're an alcohol brand. They came out just regular eggnog. And I like getting that, you know, any eggnog, pouring it in a glass, and then I take a shot. Ooh. Take a shot of, or I fill up a shot glass with Captain Morgan or your favorite, you know, rum. And then, or even, ooh, the Breckenridge rum would be really, really good
I like
in
brandy.
That. Ooh, brandy. That would be good, yeah. And then you just mix it in there, and then I put some cinnamon to garnish it or top it. I don't know the terminology for it, but I sprinkle some cinnamon onto it. You know what you could even do? Mm. Cinnamon stick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or you could do just cancel out the cup and just have the
yeah, you could do that.
And have the carton of eggnog and then just sip, just alternate it.
You could absolutely do
that. Especially if the family's being really annoying that day,
just alternate
it until it's all gone.
And you know what's cool, guys, about like infusing the gravy? Because that's really easy. Then you could just like drizzle it over the turkey. Because, I mean, who doesn't love drizzle? I mean, you don't understand because, yeah, you are a ham lover. Yeah. Let's see. Actually, let's see.
Everyone
what
said turkey. Let's just
make
get over
it. Make it deep fried. Allium. Yes, my girl. Deep fried turkey. Turkey for Thanksgiving. Oh, Vicky.
What
turkey for Thanksgiving. Ham for Christmas.
Ham anyways. Ham always.
Okay. That's interesting. Shauna Spring says turkey. Margie said read your mind, dear. Margie, you're always reading my mind. Lori said ham is for Christmas, turkey is for Thanksgiving. I didn't know that. Is
Let's
this
just
like
all admit, screw turkey, screw ham. We all go for the stuffing and mashed potatoes, all right?
Yeah, those are good.
That's the biggest portion on my plate, 24/7.
With the gravy over it, though.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's like always, like, I mean, I always eat ham, but, like, most of my plate's covered in mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, mashed potato, I'll just, honestly, I'll sit there and make a meal. You think I made that steak? I don't know, dude.
I don't even. Where's the piece of tape though?
Well, I had it like stuck. It's up top on it. You'd have to like stand. Well, you wouldn't have to stand on the couch because you're tall. But
the hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, you're just tall as hell.
Lengthy.
Oh my god. Ooh, Danny, look at this. I'd blend up butter, CBD, and garlic and Italian spices together, then add it to mashed potatoes. All right, Danny, just taking it to the next level. I like that. Oh, Megan Michelle, Cam, listen, what is one thing you both like the most for dessert? Ooh, I mean, so
I'm not a pumpkin pie person. I don't like pumpkin.
See, I love pumpkin pie. I think pumpkin pie is really, really good.
They've lost me over the years with all this pumpkin spice crap that they keep coming out with. I'm like, this is just getting out of hand. What's that thing Michelle makes? It has like the, it's like the brown sugar and there's like corn flakes on it. It's like sweet potato.
Or like the bark? Is it like the bark? The hard?
It's not hard. It's like sweet potatoes, but she like puts like marshmallows on there with like some corn flakes and some cinnamon.
I don't know what it is, but that sounds good. I like, or like the peppermint bark, you know, like where you do like the white chocolate bark pieces. And then there's like peppermint chips in it. I love that.
I don't know. I probably just have to say, like, I mean, I used to not like it, but now I love them. Sweet potatoes. I think I just have to do some sweet potatoes and some marshmallows.
I can't do sweet potatoes. Like, I really can't. Like,
so good.
Oh, guys, I think that might make me like sweet potatoes. You know, I'll put some Wellesley CBD oil into it. Guys, like, do you see how like truly easy it is to infuse recipes and foods and drinks with CBD, especially because I know, like, because if you Google stuff like how to make CBD edibles, a lot of times you're going to end up on like a cannabis page where they're talking about where they're assuming you're starting with the flower, Because when you start with the flower, that, you know, we basically cut out two or three steps out of the entire process, the longest steps of the process for you in manufacturing our products from the get-go, you know, just that's how we have to do it. But when you're starting with like you started with the hemp nugs or cannabis flowers, then what you would have to do is you would have to grind up the cannabis nugs or the hemp nugs. You'd have to put it on a baking sheet. You'd have to decarb it in the oven for, you know, 20, 30 minutes. And then you'd have to infuse it into your favorite fat, you know, butter, coconut oil, vegetable oil, the oils where it can be absorbed into. And then you let it soak in there for, you know, 4 to 8 hours. You know, that's a lengthy process. And plus, it will make, especially if you're leveraging cannabis, your house is going to smell like weed, which I absolutely love. It's a great thing. I love making edibles. But it is a process. But when you're using a Wellesley CBD product or even a CBD products in general, especially with an oil, you know, you could just drop this in there into the recipe. Same with our full spectrum. Even if you have the CBD isolate that's already been activated and decarbed, because guess what? You can literally open up your container of CBD isolate crystals, dip your finger in there, and rub it on your gums, and it'll start to absorb and provide some potential effect, some potential benefits that, you know, are associated with CBD or have been shown to be associated with CBD. So, because it's already activated, it's just like if you guys were, it's opposite, you know, if you guys were to just take a cannabis nug or even a hemp nug and eat it, nothing would happen because those cannabinoids are not activated. They have not been decarboxylated, you know. The process of decarboxylation occurs when you guys are smoking the plant material, you know, when you light it or, in Cam and I's case, when you guys are dabbing it, it's activating it, and then boom, good to go. You're activating those acidic forms of the cannabinoids into the active forms of those cannabinoids, which are a form that your body can readily use and absorb very easily and quickly through, guess what? The endocannabinoid system.
Ryan Real said, Mr. Eden, try the holiday Hershey Kisses. The ones that we love.
Yeah. Oh, bro, dude, that's what I'm talking about. Ryan, those are dangerous, man. Like, I sit there and I'll just eat them, man. Like, they're all, like,
my cocoa ones are so good.
I don't even get regular Hershey Kisses anymore in, like, my stocking because my mom knows I'm not a big chocolate guy. I like white chocolate.
Yeah.
But those peppermint Hershey Kisses, my favorite thing, or
she like loads our fucking stocking.
Danny, right, what are those? The Ghirardelli ones? They have like peppermint bars.
Ghirardelli
ones.
Mike Williams, I get on this one. Red velvet cake with buttercream icing.
Yo, Michael Williams, that sounds amazing.
I'm always down for some red velvet. Red velvet, I love me some.
I mean, red velvet is really good,
especially with that cream cheese frosting. Oh.
That's really, really good. Allie and Mark, right? That's okay. I don't drink. That's totally fine. You know, your water, maybe you're just drinking some apple cider without alcohol in it. You know, you could infuse that. I thought I saw Nia say something about CBD in Mountain Dew. So Danny said brandy. Okay, Grandpa Cam.
Dude, I love me some brandy.
Oh, my God. Oh my goodness. Margie said, that's why I need to order more unflavored, using all mine up with gobble dinner. Hey, Margie, I knew, honestly, when I was like kind of coming up with the, you know, just I wanted to show you guys how easy it is to infuse CBD into your Thanksgiving recipes. Margie, you actually came to my mind when I was writing this stuff because I was like, there's going to be one person that said that they were doing this already, like our viewers. It was going to be Margie. Like, I just, because that's just, Margie just experiments and honestly, she just, she's like, oh, I got this product. Let's see if I can mix CBD into it and if I can enjoy it. And she always does. So congrats, Margie. Let me know how some of your dishes turn out. Yeah, guys, those of you guys that are sober, you know, I'm happy. That's good. I'm not pushing alcohol on anybody. I'm just saying, you know, you can do it in your alcoholic beverages, your non-alcoholic beverages, because I may like my boozy eggnog, but guess what? I like eggnog on its own. It's really, really good. So do that. Do what you got to do. Cam's in there responding.
I'm responding to everyone, dude.
Yep, Cam's in there responding to you guys' question or comment. Vicky saying, Danny, I'm so happy. Oh, Margie said, or Easter. I think that's when ham is. She was saying that, what?
Allium. I love making homemade weed fruity pebbles, dude.
Allium. I really like, I mean, I don't know. Are you talking about, like, the Fruity Pebble Rice Krispie Treats? Because I've definitely gotten down on some medicated versions of those.
Chiba Hut makes some bomb ones.
Yeah, when I first got my med card a few, like, years ago, what was that, 5 years? What am I, 26 now? So 5 years ago, right when I turned 21, I didn't wait. I went into the dispensary and I bought, I think it was honestly like, it's either like, it was at least a 500 milligram Fruity Pebble Rice Krispie Treat. Might have even been up to 1,000 milligrams, but it was like a honker. It was a monster. And I remember it had to have been 1,000 because I still had some left. So I definitely ate at least, 500 milligrams of THC in there. And boy, was I couch locked for sure. So just be careful, guys, when you guys are making, even with CBD edibles, the effects are more prolonged. They don't kick in right away, such as the tincture or vaping, I'd say 45 minutes and sometimes even up to 2 hours, especially I would wait even like between 2 and 3 hours before taking more. And we've all been there. I've been there, especially with THC products, especially edibles. It's like, I ate a few and it's like, an hour goes by. I'm like, I don't feel anything. So then you eat more and then like 2.5 hours go by and you're just like stoned as hell. That's why like out here, the recreational dispensaries, I've put a cap on the dosages of 10 milligrams because people were coming out here, visitors who didn't have any experience with these products. And they were taking it, 10 milligrams or whatever, and they're like, I don't feel it. And then they would take a bunch more, and like, I mean, I guess it's not funny because people do freak out, but like, they would eat more just thinking like, all right, maybe this will make me feel something. And then like, they get like triple the effects they were expecting because they just like quadrupled the dosage that they should have taken. They just weren't patient enough for it to be absorbed and metabolized into your body because it does take longer with edibles. Same with capsules and everything. So just keep that in mind. Rebecca saying, I love pumpkin pie covered entirely by whipped cream. I 100% agree with that, Danny. Pumpkin pie covered in whipped cream. I think you should say, a hint of pumpkin pie with whipped cream, like a little dash of the pumpkin pie. Margie, I feel you. She said, I hate sweet potatoes. Yes, guys. And if you guys live in Maine, I'm curious. Because if you are, please, please, please go check out Moosehead Farms in Bethel, Maine. It's a wonderful medical dispensary right now, and they're actually in the process of opening up their recreational side of things. So any of you guys who are out in Maine, go check out Moosehead Farms. I highly recommend it. Got some high quality, they're all CBD, or not CBD, excuse me, THC, their cannabis dispensary. They also have some CBD products, but they got some top-notch flowers, some top-notch concentrates. So I'd recommend that, guys, if any of you guys are out in Maine. Ryan, I saw that. All right, too sick to cook and you're making me hungry. Aw, Vicky, I'm sorry. I said too sick to cook and you're making me hungry. I'm hungry, too. I'm starving, but I hope you feel better. Yeah, Vicky, feel better, please. Let's see. Justin Jenkins saying, sneak the CBD into the gravy. It's all good. Hey, man. I mean, to each their own. You do you, my man. You just don't be surprised that the crazy family member is all of a sudden like, chilling out, like. Or maybe they're not educated about it. You gave me the devil's lettuce! Like, they're freaking out, Like, my aunt would probably do that. Like, because she's like, I don't know. She's a little crazy. But, that's a different conversation. Let's see. I'm loving you guys. Some of these comments. I think I am going to have to hop on your computer eventually.
Well, dude, I'm just interacting with all the peeps.
Well, it just shows that my battery life on this computer is going to poop. That's Margie, are you respond? I think you're responding to Vicky saying, do you use full spectrum? It could help you get over the cold faster. Yeah, Vicky, load your body up with some CBD. I know when I'm feeling a little, got a cold. Ooh, a bath bomb.
That's what
really
I'm
good.
Waiting for, dude. Yeah. Is when I get sick, I'm going to buy a bath bomb and I'm going to try it. I'm going to light myself some candles, you know, put some nice moody music on, you know, turn the lights off.
What kind of moody music will you listen to?
I don't know. Maybe some like N.W.A. Eazy-E or something. Maybe some Space Jesus.
Space Jesus,
alright. Yeah.
Except the wubs in the bad.
You could always do that. You could always do that. I like that. I like that. Let's see. Justin, man. This is the conversation that'll probably come up. I gotta throw it out there because it's funny, Justin. But he said, I'm staying home, so I'm not tempted to shank a Trump supporter with a nice sharp carving knife. LOL. I see a lot of you guys thought that was funny. But Justin, man, that's funny. Those, what is it, like sex, religion, politics, stuff like that should be talked about at the dinner table. I think that's, you know, kind of the rule of thumb. But, I mean, they always do come up, and it's just like, especially in the family, it's like when they start talking about religion or, like, their political beliefs, it's like, I kind of just, like, sit there. I mean, luckily I'm high as shit. Don't tell anyone. But, like, in my mind, I'm just like, shut the hell up. Like, you know, a lot of us family members and friends, you know, you don't see each other for an entire year. And then the holidays are the time to get together. And then despite that, it always turns into the time of year where it's the most stressful and, like, family's, like, fighting and arguing. And it's just like, if we would just avoid those things, or maybe if people just weren't so sensitive, I guess.
Or if we just, like, all just went outside.
Sing Kumbaya. Yeah, if everyone would come on me with, I gotta go for a walk, like when I say that, I'm the family member. We're gonna go with my cousin and my brother. We gotta go on a walk.
I'm gonna go for a walk real fast. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm coming.
I gotta go for a walk. I need to get some fresh air before dinner. I need to, you know, clear my appetite for the meal. Family members, they are, especially grandma. Grandma's catching on. Grandma knows.
Grandma 100% knows. She's accepted it.
Grandma's
now
a stoner, but you know, so it's
used
just
to be.
Yeah, whatever.
Back in the
but
70s.
Allium, I'm looking for your response to the homemade weed fruity pebbles. If you make one, Allium, where do you live, actually? I don't mean to, like, creep on you, but I actually can't see it. But where are you from, Allium? If you don't mind sharing. But Allium, yes, you said makes the house smell great. I totally agree. Margie,
I saw that too.
What is that? Conan just no. That's literally my fan. That would be some of my family members. If I was like, yo guys, I'm gonna put some CBD into the gravy. That's look at Margie's gif of Conan. That's literally them. Like that is hilarious.
That's so funny.
Oh my goodness, red velvet is okay till you get told about it. Ryan, what do you mean? Red velvet is okay till you get told about it.
I swear, Ryan, if you ruin red velvet cake for me.
Yep, Ryan, actually, maybe you should keep that to yourself.
Yeah, keep it a secret, dude. I don't want to know. Don't ruin red velvet.
Oh my god.
And a lot of things ruined over the years for me, and I don't want it to be red velvet.
Ryan Eden, I don't know why I said that. Ryan said, Eden, you should try the new holiday Kit Kat sweet cinnamon. That'd be good. I did see. They're gonna release like a birthday cake or like a funfetti one. Oh. Yeah, yeah, that is my stuff. But
like our coffee cream,
when is
that supposed to come out?
They said January.
Oh, dude, it's too long.
Yeah, if you guys are coffee drinkers, I love it. Coffee Mate said that they're gonna release. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and funfetti creamer. Yeah.
God, I'm so. I don't even drink coffee. I'm an energy drinker, but like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like, where's my Koi Zen at, guys?
I don't know.
Right here, trusty Koi Zen, guys. This is all I use for, you know, when I'm vaping my CBD.
Looks like everyone's family needs some CBD.
Why are people saying that?
Cam, my fam could use some CBD to mellow out. LOL. I don't have to deal. Shauna's spring. I don't have to deal with the family. It's just my hubby, son, and myself. There
did you
go.
Get the giveaway link that I sent you to the coupon? It's in your email. Just open it, just we have it. Because my computer, I got about 20%, and then it'll start to die here in a second, which is crazy.
The comment.
Shauna, hubby just brought home Starbucks white chocolate mocha, nice and hot on this cold, rainy day. The white chocolate mocha from Starbucks is so good.
I'm a caramel frappe kind of guy.
I mean, yeah.
Or vanilla bean with caramel. Oh,
yeah. But shun it. That white chocolate mocha, bomb. Put some CBD in there. I would do that. Let's see. Oh, you guys are experiencing some cold, rainy days and everything. Yeah, you know, it looks like we all are experiencing some cold weather right before Thanksgiving. Margie said, Vicky, I've been using full spectrum and haven't got sick at all than over-the-counter cold remedies. At all. Better than over-the-counter cold remedies. That is incredible, Margie. What?
Dude, Denise just blew my mind. Denise, why is it not Cam? If you do not drink coffee, put the creamer in milk. We call it fat girl milk.
Yeah!
Here.
You've never done that before?
No, but I used to drink the coffee creamer just to drink
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, Denise, I'm so happy, like...
Thank you, Denise.
That you said that because
I love you.
As a kid, like, I mean, I thought coffee was disgusting, but I liked the taste of coffee creamer.
Mom would always take it away from us when we went to IHOP. She'd have the little plates
yeah.
taken away because we would, like, when they go to the bathroom, we'd drink
but
all
the
of
hazelnut,
them.
Like, and stuff, like, if you mix that with milk, like, that is so good, Denise. I forgot about that. I haven't done that in so long. Ooh, I'm all about that.
Oh, my God, that was the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life.
You guys want to know something? Justin, here we go. I don't know if this is true. I mean, who knows? Red velvet coloring is made with crushed beetles.
Joke's on you. I'm still going to eat it.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like, that's funny. Like, oh, my God. Never been. Ryan, you're saying Eden, I've never been, but it's nice to hear your stories. Well, I'm happy to share my stories. I got plenty of stories to share. Let's see. Yeah, Margie, I agree. Everything tastes better in whipped cream. You guys want to know something? You can infuse whipped cream with CBD. Boom, 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 boom. Just make sure... you guys wear your CBD-infused clothing and bring your CBD-infused toilet paper with you to your holiday festivities. I just want to make sure everything that you guys are using and touching and whatever, this Thanksgiving, is infused with CBD. I hope you guys know I'm joking. That's gimmicky products. Oh, bye, Andy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The American work day ends at 5, by the way.
10 minutes.
10 minutes, Andy. You got 10 minutes.
Not mine. Oh, my goodness. All right. Ooh. Yeah, Lori, I'm not even going in with the E. coli lettuce. I saw that. That's eek. Denise said, the kids went shopping with me. We now have regular whipped cream, caramel whipped cream, chocolate, and also a container of peanut butter whipped cream.
Yeah.
That'd be good. You don't like peanut butter whipped cream?
I like peanut butter by the spoon, but I don't know about whipped cream.
Yeah.
It's like traditional whipped cream.
Yeah. Michael Williams, I feel you on that. CBD calms the nerves while cooking. Ooh, all right. Allium said lavender helps with baths. Well, that's great, Allium. We got our relaxing lavender Wellesley CBD bath bomb. And that's, I think I gotta say that lavender is probably our most popular scent out of the bath bombs. I mean, I think lavender is just very well known and very requested in a lot of products.
She's helping Margie out.
Margie!
I got it.
Oh, she swapped it.
Yeah, I got it.
Don't worry. Yeah. Sue said, yes, Vicky, I used to get colds and bronchitis all the time, and since I started Wellesley CBD, I haven't had one cold. Sue, keep it up. It sounds like your immune system is benefiting from the use of CBD. I don't know. But it seems promising, so hey, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Keep at it, Margie. I believe in you. That's awesome. Sue Whalen said, anyone looks tired next to Eden with all his energy. Yeah, I don't know what it is, guys, but on Wellness Wednesday, Feel Good Friday, whenever I'm kind of just in front of the camera with you guys, my energy levels just elevate. I mean, obviously, it definitely has something to do with the CBD that I take throughout the day. Took a little bit before I went on live today.
I'm usually the high energy one.
Yeah, well, you should see him. Yeah, when we're at home, I'm chill. Cameron's the one screaming around, running it butt-ass naked around the house. Yes, he does that, and he's 20. So that's what I just told you, a little secret about Cam.
Butt-ass naked.
I literally come home, and he's running around screaming. What was that show? I can't remember that, like, animated cartoon, and there was, like, a crazy, like... caveman kid, and he would run around like, oh, and it would be you. Yeah, I don't know what, it was an Ed, Ed, and Eddie. I don't know, something like that. And that's, it just reminds me of you. But anyway, so guys, you guys said my energy level is already high, but I got a taste, you know, we're going to sample a little bit of product right now. It's a little late, but whatever. I mean, you guys want to hang out with us? I'm here to chill with you guys.
I do gotta go to the gym, so those would probably help.
Yeah, you want to try this energy capsule? Yeah,
give me like six.
No, you take one.
Got some water?
No, you swallow it. You just do it. I'm just, yeah, I do. Yeah, I got some right there. Well, these are energy. Oh, so it's got green tea, L-tyrosine, and 25 milligrams of full spectrum hemp extract. Nice little container. All right. Margie, thank you for the order. Cheers to you. I see you guys are taking advantage of our Black Friday sale. Guys, I do it for you. It's going crazy. It's being wild. All right, guys. Make sure you guys take advantage of that. I want to make sure you guys don't miss out on it. Because I really hate when I get those messages from people, I think I missed out, what was the sale? And it's like, the sale's over. I'm sorry.
I'm sad.
I'm sorry.
I'm sad.
Oh,
Captain
I see.
Caveman.
That's a big capsule. I don't like taking big capsules. It's like, I don't know. Like, makes me gag sometimes. Do you guys like taking capsules in here? Like, if you guys had to choose, like, let's pretend vaping and tinctures were out of the question. Like, would you use a CBD capsule, or would you be more inclined to use a CBD edible? Let's compare that. CBD capsules or CBD edibles, and why? Let me know. I want to know why you would pick one over the other. All right. Nia, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Nia. Hope you enjoy it. Hope everyone gets nice and full, awesome food. Lori said, does everyone have their Christmas tree up? Lori, we got our Christmas tree up.
It's been up for a few weeks now.
I think 3 weeks?
About.
I think it's been up for, yeah, about 3 weeks.
Christmas is dope.
Yeah, love Christmas. Oh, Lori said we had 6+ inches of snow last night. Woo woo! Let's see. Wow, look at all these questions. There's so many. Coffee creamer and ice cream. Ryan, look at you taking it to the next level with that. All about that. Ooh. You guys, I just kind of had to get through. You guys, because you guys are all talking with each other, which is amazing. Dustin Garb, hello, hello. Good to see you. It has been a little while. Oh, yeah, Lorianne, I forgot. And your CBD pillow for your nap after you fill your belly. Yeah, can't forget about. Just make sure you guys bring your gimmicky CBD products with you. Oh, man. Let's see. Everyone's saying, bye, Andy. Bye, Andy. Yeah, Dustin. Oh, so you're seeing the CBD pillows. Yeah, man, they are out there. Don't get scammed by those.
Well, you don't want one?
No, I don't want a CBD pillow. Don't
Shit,
return
now
it.
I gotta go return it.
Return it.
I should actually get you one.
Mike Bencole, yes, you did. What up? Just jumping in. Did a big order today. Mike, I appreciate you for supporting us as I do for each and every single one of you. But Mike, yes, I did see that come in. And it, I don't know. I can't recall what time it came in. So it might have gotten out. But if not, we'll see. I'll look at that. But yeah, guys, you know, if because everything is kind of shut down tomorrow. So, you know, orders coming in right now, you know, obviously they won't be able to be shipped out until Friday. So I just want to make that very, very clear. We can't control the post office. You know, they decided to be closed. It's federal holiday, Thanksgiving, enjoying friends and family just like you are. So, yeah, just keep that in mind, guys. I just don't want you to think that, you know, we'll be able to ship out like normal because we won't. So, Dustin Garcia, the lavender bath bombs really are the bomb. Well, thank you very much for saying that, Dustin. You are the man. Vicky said, I like having Cam interacting here. There you go. So we'll just have Cam. We'll start doing this kind of as I'm going through reading the questions. Cam will go through and engage with you guys. And, you know, obviously, Cam, if you see questions, feel free to blurt them out, read them. You're good to go. Dusty Garb, I'm getting ready to make a nice size order as well. Well, guys, now is the time to load up those carts. Jessica Evans, how long have you guys been doing this? By this, do you mean this live stream? Today we've been going for about an hour, but this live stream on Wednesdays, we've been doing it for 85 weeks now. So at least 85 hours, you guys have stared at my face, Cameron's face, you know. Plus, you know, we go a lot longer, and then we also do Feel Good Fridays. You know, Wellis, he's been around for over 2 years, so... yeah, we don't plan on going anywhere. You know, we didn't jump on this trend with the passing of the 2018 Farm Bill like a lot of companies who were really hesitant to get involved beforehand. We got involved, you know, mid-2017 before really that rush was really coming in. So, yeah, we've been around for a while. We're no fly-by-night company, Jessica Evans. Vicky Good reminded Dustin... Dustin, don't forget the code. That's very important. It seems like you guys are all experiencing a lot of crazy weather where you guys are. Let's see here. Oh, we need notes. Yep, Denise, remember, we need notes in our orders. Yeah, if you guys want some stuff, no caps, yeah, Denise, yeah, like if you want stickers or extra like flavor cards, just drop those in the order notes. So you guys said no caps, yuck, edibles, hate capsules, CBD edibles, bad gag reflexes. Allium, I'm the same way. When I just took that capsule, I kind of gagged a little bit. Thank you, Michael, saying Black Friday sales fire. Well, thank you very much. Justin Jenkins said capsules. I'd eat the whole jar of edibles in one sitting and it would be gone. That's my issue with edibles. You're trying to be Demi Lovato, make a song. Oh yeah, Dustin, I want you all to get 1750 Pachamama tinctures. I grabbed two off a random website at 65 a pop, and they changed the price to 140 within a week. Yeah, I mean, I believe the 750s are $65, Dustin. But honestly, they are the 1750. I don't know if they're quite 140, but they might be. They're a little more expensive, obviously. But yeah, Dustin, I will get those. You know, they're kind of out when I needed to order. So Dustin, I just picked up the 750s right now, but I will get some of those 1750s for you guys. It seems like you guys are really enjoying those Pachamama tinctures. I really like them myself. Shauna Spring, CBD edibles, it gets in your system faster. Not necessarily, Shauna. Edibles and capsules are go through the same process. They need to be digested and absorbed and passed through the liver. So it's kind of, you know, CBD edibles and capsules, I recommend 45 minutes to 2 hours to let those to kick in. Let's see. Yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go. Vicky said what?
Oh, sorry. No. Allium said that. See thread. She said, "Pay Cam triple time for Thanksgiving since you're so thankful for him."
Cam's not even working on Thanksgiving. He's gonna be chilling with me. He's not gonna be working.
And then Dustin said, "Or a blunt," and I was like,
"Yeah, I'll smoke him. I'll give him a blunt. That'll be fine." Michael, there you go. Capsules work better for me if I can't vape it. See, guys, that's why I asked you. I wanted to see. I know different products work differently for each of us. So, I mean, I'm glad. Mike Benkel said edible the taste, and after taking capsules too long, it messes with your liver. I mean, that's one sort of thing that I've been seeing is like, oh, CBD is bad for your liver. You know, I'm pretty sure for that study, they were looking at like, you know, like the Epidolex stuff. It was like basically like synthetic cannabinoids. It wasn't, you know, organic, natural phytocannabinoids. So I'm not concerned about it. But yeah, so, let's see. Jessica Evans said edibles for the flavors, LOL, but I would take caps. Yeah, I mean, I would take either or, but if I had to choose, I think I would choose edibles over capsules.
Okay. Give me either one.
What are you doing?
I'm looking.
No, Denise said no treat till after Thanksgiving. I feel like that's kind of a regular rule of thumb.
Nah.
No. Oh, perfect. Mike early and got a ship notification. Well, Mike, then if you got a ship notification, then it shipped. Margie said edible because it actually feels good chewing it and knowing it's actually that can feel it's going into my system. Hey, I respect that. I definitely do. Allium, no tree, period. Okay, teach their own. I feel that. Let's see. Cameron, you said Cam needs a break. Oh my goodness, you guys are too funny. Alrighty, folks. What we'll do is, I don't want to hold you guys too long here. Dustin said, I'd rather pay the 130 or whatever to you opposed to someone else. Oh, well, thank you, Dustin. I appreciate you saying that you really value what we provide as a company and the service that we provide. So thank you very much, Dustin, especially because you could go get those Pachamama products elsewhere. But Dustin, I will get more... I'll get some 1750s. I'll get more of those in stock for us. You know, so you guys can have a little higher milligram choice. So thank you, Dustin. I really, really appreciate you saying that. That's too, too kind. It's just as long. Nia said, does the edibles last just as long in your system? You know, I always say about 4 to 6 hours, but some people even say 6 to 8 hours or even 8 to 10 hours. It really just depends. And obviously the dosage, too. So yeah, you know, if you're taking a 5 milligram edible and you regularly take, you know, 30 milligrams throughout the day, you're gonna have to be eating a lot of those edibles. But if you take 30 milligrams throughout the day and you take a well CBD super chew, which is 35 milligrams, that could potentially last you all day.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm in here with you guys.
No, keep engaging with them. That's totally fine. Ryan Real, no plastic capsules. I taste the plastic. I understand that. I mean, a lot of times the capsules are like kind of like food based or kind of plant based coating to prevent that. Let me see like what these are coated with. like this is a vegetable cellulose capsule, so I see that a lot instead of leveraging plastic, which I would rather that than plastic. Margie, when is flower coming? I mean, we already have the flower. You know, we push it. It's just really getting packaging and everything for it. So I'm hoping sometime in Q1 of 2020, Margie. Because like I said, we sell flower all the time, but just not in our under our retail channel yet. But I'll get the hopefully Q1, Margie, of 2020 very, very soon.
Now I got people calling me during the live stream.
Oh, Cam's getting so popular. All right. Oh, Vicky, you're so sweet. I sure love the Wellesley family. Everyone is so caring. Thank you, Allium. That's so sweet. We love you and Cam. We love you, Cam and Eden. Thank you, Allium. Allium, you could definitely share our Black Friday sale. If you want, I can send you the banner, or you can even just share the image that I shared into the group. That would be phenomenal. I'd really appreciate it. Michael Williams, top-notch service. Thank you. That is the least I could do for you guys is provide you nothing but top-notch service because you choose to spend your hard-earned money on our CBD products. So thank you for that and helping support us along the way. Shauna said, I'm always watching Wellesley or Pearl parties. Hey, that sounds like a solid watch. CBD, what would be the best edible milligram when I use it? Jessica Evans said, if I'm taking 1,000 CBD, what would be the best edible milligram would I use? Well, Jessica, when you say you're taking 1,000 milligrams, does the bottle that you own, is it say 1,000 milligrams in the full bottle, or is it 1,000 milligram per serving? Because this is 1,000 milligrams in it, Jessica, but that doesn't mean you're getting 1,000 milligrams per dropper. In the 1,000 milligram of the, in a 1 mil dropper, the 1,000 milligram, you're only getting 33.33 milligrams in it. Jessica, taking 1,000 milligrams per day, that's a very, very high amount. But I mean, I'm not calling you a liar. You could take that. But if you're taking 1,000 milligrams per day, I would recommend taking these Wellesley CBD Super Chews. by far the probably honestly the most potent broad spectrum CBD gummies that I've seen on the market. That's why I created them like that. There's 35 milligrams of broad spectrum hemp extract per gummy, 1,050 milligrams total per bottle. But Jessica, let me know, because that's very important. It's a very important distinction between, and it's a common mistake in, I'm not saying you're a newbie, I'm just putting this out there. It's a common mistake for people that are new to the CBD space to see 1,000 milligrams on this label and think, okay, each serving size is 1,000 milligrams. That's not the case. Because, I mean, 1,000 milligrams of CBD, you know, that's an entire, basically, like a CBD isolate, that's an entire gram of CBD isolate. So, you could do that. But, I mean, it's that is a common mistake, is to see 1,000 milligrams and think, okay, each serving is 1,000 milligrams. That's not the case. In this 1,000 milligram, there's 1,000 milligrams in the full 30 mil bottle, not per serving.
I'm killing it.
Yeah, Cam. Go, Cam. Go, Cam. My computer's at like 1%. Let's see. Oh, done. Well, got to switch over to Cam's computer. Boom. I'm stealing the computer from Cam. Guys, we're still live. Yep, okay. I guess that's good from doing it from the iPad and stuff. I'm going to read a couple more of these comments. I see Cam was in here killing it. Yeah, perfect, perfect. Rachel, you guys are always amazing and so informative. Thank you. I know today wasn't really like super in-depth educational knowledge, but I just wanted to have a Thanksgiving themed sort of episode for you guys because tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Mike Benkel said customer service is the best here. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you saying that. You guys deserve it. Yes, Allium, you can. She said, can I post your discount code on my group for them to get the deal too? Yes, you share this discount. Share it, guys. That's why I post it on social. Allium, yes, you have my permission. You always have my permission to share our discount codes. You know, unless I obviously say it's exclusive. But the way I do exclusive discount codes, I mean, like, I sent out a text message and an email a couple days ago before announcing our Black Friday sale to the general public because I wanted to give our loyal VIP subscribers kind of first access because once, you know, I launched the sale, sales have been going crazy. So it's like, you know, Super Chews will probably be the first to grow. The full spectrum oils again, all the oils you brought us just fly. So I just wanted to, you know, that's a benefit of being subscribed to our text message list and our email list, and also, you know, just being in the Wellesley CBD support group.
We had a customer today use it, actually.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Nia, Eden, and Cam, you guys are awesome. Thank you. Was that the last one that came, the walk-in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the two?
Yeah.
Chocolate mint?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. So, yeah, that's a benefit, guys. Make sure you stay up to date. All right. So, let's see. Justin, we are, if you guys are active duty or veterans of the military, we have a ongoing military discount. You just need to email us about it. You know, I don't promote it because there are people that try to abuse it. So I have to verify by getting your military ID or some form of way where I can verify it. But Justin, we offer, and those of you that are in the military or are veterans, we offer a continuous ongoing veterans discount for you. I just need to verify it.
Ooh.
All right, guys.
Ooh.
What?
I'm sorry, I just had some burps. Excuse me.
Allium said, oh, I just realized you two are brothers. Yes, Allium, we are brothers.
I know, this, the similarities uncanny.
Yeah, Jessica Evans, you said no, the bottle says 1,000 milligrams. I don't know if it's the entire bottle, lol. Jessica, I'm going to assume in the entire bottle that it's 1,000 milligrams.
So it's 33.3 per milligram.
Actually, Jessica, let me ask you this. How much did you pay for that 1,000 milligram bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Let me know.
That will narrow it down pretty much.
Yeah. Let's see. Vicky, yep, always dropping that coupon code BF35. Use it, use it, use it. Yeah, Jessica, the bottle says Broad spectrum hemp extract, 1,000 milligrams. Yeah, Jessica, the entire bottle, there's 1,000 milligrams. That's not per serving. So that means if you're doing 1 milliliter, one full tincture per day, if it's a 30 mil bottle, you're taking 33.33 milligrams of CBD. Boom. But that's why I asked, you know, that is a common mistake when looking at it, because I understand why it happens. That's why on the back of, like, our boxes, it said we have a per serving. And then even on our – where do I head? Do that postcard. Even on our postcards for our products, we make it very easy for you to understand this. You know, and this information is pretty much useful across the board as long as it's, you know, the same milligram content, or especially the bottle size. The bottle size really matters. All righty, guys. Yeah, Justin, that's all you got to do is just say, if you send me a copy of that DD214, man, then I'd verify it, boom, and then you're good to go.
Boom.
Yeah, Justin, it's in my old name, I changed my legal name. Yeah, just send me a picture. If it has a picture of you and then your name, then you're good to go.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's get this party started. Justin, he said, I've been getting a 60 ml bottle of 3,000 milligram tincture. Yep. We got some of that. The Koi Naturals 3,000 milligram, and it's in a 60 ml bottle as well. It comes up. You can do a tincture, or you can even spray it in your mouth. Whatever you want to do.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you very much. I paid $79. Yeah, that's so then the full bottle, because that's how much our 1,000 milligram is $79.99. So yeah, there's 1,000 milligram in the full bottle, Jessica. All right, guys. What I'm gonna do now is pick the winners of the giveaway today. We're gonna do two winners today.
I can't hold my pee. I gotta go.
You gotta pee?
I gotta pee.
Yeah, you all good. Wait, let me see. Hold on. Let me make sure that the. Let's see. Oh, man. Let's see. All right. You're good.
Good?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it would log in.
Wow. Break my computer?
No. I'm picking the winner, guys. I'm picking the winner. All right. Guys. Let's see here. All right, guys. Here we go. I think we got it pulled up now. All right. If this Facebook URL. Oh, no. All right. Sorry, guys. I kind of exited out. I gotta pull up the live stream. Sorry, guys, I hit the wrong button. I'm blaming Cam's computer, although it's the exact same computer as mine, but I just like to blame his. All right, so cool. All righty, are you guys ready? Now, I hit the wrong button, I'm back in. Here we go. All righty. Boom. Winner number one is Jessica Evans. Jessica Evans, are you still here? I just need you to say, yes, I'm still here, Eden. And then stick around and I'll tell you how to claim your prize. I mean, for those of you guys that do win, email hello@wellsea.com, picture of your driver's license, just take a picture of it, and then type out your shipping address. Again, hello@wellsea.com. So, Jessica Evans, I'm copying your name because I'm hoping you're still here. Let me see, Jessica Evans, let's see, you just did a finger cross, so yeah, congratulations to Jessica Evans. Yep, I know, yep, she's here, I got you, alright, so now we're gonna do winner number two.
Woo!
Say congrats to Jessica Evans.
Congrats, Jessica Evans!
Yeah. All right. And there's winner number two, Rebecca Day.
Woo!
Rebecca Day. All right. Let's see. I believe you just commented. So I believe you're still here. But Jessica Evans, Rebecca Day, congrats. Just got to see if Rebecca's here. She's just got to say... yes, I'm still here.
Crack myself up.
Yeah, you do. You make yourself laugh. Hey, somebody's got to laugh at your jokes,
yeah,
right?
No one else does.
Nobody does. So, Rebecca. All right. Yep. Oh, Rebecca, you did win. She did the finger cross emoji. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, Rebecca Day. Yeah. All right. So, Jessica Evans and Rebecca Day, what I need you to do is email me at hello@wellesee.com. Again, hello@wellesee.com. Take a picture of your driver's license. You got this cool little phone right here. Pull it out. Cha-ching. Attach it to the email thread to hello@wellesee.com. And then right below that image, don't send it. Don't listen to him. Type out this shipping address underneath the image of your driver's license and then send that off to hello@wellesee.com. So, Jessica Evans and Rebecca Day. I actually just noticed we didn't tell you guys what we were giving away. So we got, boom, this is a little CBDFX giveaway. We're going to be giving away, one of you guys will get this CBDFX Berry Chill Shot, and then another person will be getting a 250 milligram CBDFX Blue Raspberry CBD Vape Juice. So, Jessica Evans, Rebecca Day, you guys will get one of these products. It's all random. We just throw it in there. So make sure you guys send us an email to hello@wellesee.com to claim your prize. Because if you guys don't send that information to me, I can't ship out your winnings.
We just want to give you free stuff.
That's it. Those of you guys that did not win, thank you all for watching the day before Thanksgiving. But I still am rewarding you guys with 35% off your entire purchase at wellesee.com. All you got to do is use the coupon code BF35 during checkout, and you can save 35% off all CBD products found site-wide. So make sure you guys use that, because that sale expires this Friday at 11:59 p.m. I don't want you guys to miss out, so make sure you use that coupon code BF35 at checkout. And if you guys do make some, maybe you take our suggestions and infuse some of your favorite recipes tomorrow with CBD. If you do, I would love for you to post some pictures of it. Post it up on the Wellesee wall and I'll share it. I love sharing your guys' content that you guys create. I just love showing off our amazing customers. So make it easy for me and post a bunch of pictures tonight, tomorrow. Keep it up. But I love all of you guys. I hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving. I am eternally grateful for each and every single one of you for helping me make my dream come true with Wellesee.
And giving him a job.
And spreading awareness about the incredible and potential benefits of CBD and the potential use cases. So thank you guys. I am especially thankful for you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will, we'll be live on Friday for Feel Good Friday at 4 p.m., kind of giving you a little bit, a last-minute reminder to take advantage of this Black Friday sale. So, stay safe, take pictures of your CBD recipes, and if you guys need anything, feel free to reach out. Remember, orders will not be shipped out until Friday because the post office is closed tomorrow, so keep that in mind, guys, but use that coupon code BF35. We will see you all on Friday. I love you guys and have a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.